will have Mo. Many of you know who Mo is. Mo has been, we've been praying for Mo and the whole household for some time. Mo, I've asked Mo to share her story of what God is doing in her life and in her household. So, Mo, over to you.
For the first time in forever, I won't be alone. Remember I sang this song 3 years ago when I was baptized here? Praise the Lord, God is with me, and I also have you all, St. Mark's. Especially during the hard times last year, the support from St. Mark's is amazing. I was wanting to say a huge thank you for a long time. So when Sergio told me I'm allowed 5 to 7 minutes today, I said to myself, I've got to let this out of my system first. So allow me. Thanks to all who prayed and are still praying for me and my family, especially my lovely ladies in lady groups and everyone in Health Issue prayer group. Thanks to all who cooked and brought yummy meals to my family. Thanks to all who sent me get well cards. Some of you I don't even know, but I know who sent you. Thanks to all who came to visit me and brought me gifts and flowers and encouragement. Thanks to all who entertained my children to give me a break. Thanks to all who kept me company during my hospital appointment. Thanks to all who sat with me and patiently listened to me moaning. Thank you, St. Mark's. Thank you. So, good morning, everyone. For those who are visiting St. Mark's for the first time, my name is Mao Chen, and I'm here today to tell my story of how God carries me and heal me of my second cancer treatment. Best-selling author, Pastor Rick Warren, said, "Just like the greatest witness of God's love is not Jesus' sermons or the miracles he did, but it is Jesus' suffering for us, so shall be my witness to the world too. My biggest crisis and deepest pain shall be heard better than any of my prosperity or success." Year 2011 and year 2016 are almost identical for me. January GP appointment, February hospital checkups, then a diagnosis of cancer. March to November, all the treatments and surgeries. December, more tests, then remission. Praise our Father, He carried me through both of dark valleys. Good Friday, 2011, Medway Hospital. In my diary, I wrote, "Chocolate bunnies and chocolate eggs everywhere. Nurses and patients are celebrating Easter here. I can't stand them. Just another excuse to eat chocolate. There's even a Bible next to my bed. I opened it at a random page which said, 'I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.' Sounds very positive. Well, good for them. See, I had no idea it was God talking to me. But this is God's mercy on me. He saved me long before I had faith in Him. Fast forward, I went to Alpha Course in 2013, was baptized in 2014, and last year, after the cancer diagnosis again, as a believer, I still had to ask God, 'Oh, come on, do I have to do this again?' And God answers me, 'Oh, come on, it would be fun.' No, He didn't say that. God answered, 'No, you don't. It is me going to do this with you again.' God is far more interested in my spiritual growth than in my physical comfort. So according to his plan for me, God put this suffering into my hands and said, I trust you. But the reality is, I still had to cope with the physical discomfort and pain from the treatments and surgery. Of course, God knows that. Still, he didn't take away the pain. Instead, he explained to me who I am. I am partaker of Christ's sufferings, so that when his glory shall be revealed, I may be glad also with exceeding joy. This also means I can bear the pain if I keep on believing there's a purpose in it. Of course, God's purpose. The journey was hard. Deep into so many nights, I tossed and turned. No position was better than another. I heard Ian snore, Tyler talking in his dream. Me was quiet. I heard the silence of the night. I saw nothing but darkness. I felt nothing but fear. People who said they love me may still love me, but when facing this kind of pain and trial, I was left alone to bear, nobody to share, no one could share. So I asked God, what is the purpose in this? God said to me, now we are alone. Suddenly I felt so special, so blessed. Healing comes from intimacy with God. After all the six cycles of chemotherapies, after a piece of my sternum rib being taken out, I was looking forward to a happy Christmas and New Year celebration, just like the first round. But my surgeon delivered the bad news to me. There's still cancer cells left in my sternum. I cried out to God, when will this end? Still not enough. Again, just like the first round, he said to me, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God's promise is comforting, but I long for a miracle. I pray to God to clear up cancer from my body. Then he reminded me of Apostle Paul. Three times, the faithful servant pleaded to have his thorn taken away. But the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Immediately, I was quietened. I know I shall learn to be content with my life with cancer. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Now I look back. My story, that sounds like a worship song which sings, God's blessings come through raindrops. God's healing comes through tears. A thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know God's near. And trials of my life are God's mercies in disguise. So after all, did I succeed in these trials? No. God carried me through. Did I win the battles? No. They're God's battles, not mine in the first place. Can I say I stood firm in faith? No. God is my shield, my stronghold. When I had my first chemo and my body couldn't cope with the dose of drug, I was admitted to a hospital for a few days. There I remember once I locked myself in the bathroom, facing to the window, and sung at the top of my lung this song I'm about to sing now to end my testimony today. But the difference is, back then I was in dark, dark tunnel. I sung to chase away the fear. Well, now, our Father has already carried me through. I sing to give thanks and praises. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up toward the stormy seas. I am strong when I stand on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, St. Mark's.
There are some moments in the life of our church when there is very obviously God's presence in our midst. And I just sensed when Mo, you're speaking, God was actually speaking through you. I think the words of C.S. Lewis that says, God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks to us in our conscience, but he shouts to us in our pains, is absolutely true. God speaks through us because it is his megaphone to arouse a deaf world. I think it's easy for us to move on, so I suggest that we actually remain in God's presence for a few moments more, after which I want to pray for you, pray for Ian and the children, the whole household, and God's goodness in your life. So, Holy Spirit, you are here.